Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Friday now, the 19th of July. The whole idea of the session, of course, every morning is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So yesterday you would have seen further rollover to the downside, really, for these equity markets, a bit more of a traditional kind of risk-off trading day, which we'll explain through the charts in just a second. We have a rise in bond yields, we have the dollar strengthening, and yesterday we saw further rotation, it seems, within the equity markets. So the big seven, let's say, whether you want to reduce that down to the big six or the big five or the big four is up to you, really. But really, a narrow number of stocks are heavily weighted in the industry markets, as you well know, and we're seeing a bit of capital come out of those, and what seems to be that capital seems to be rotating into the broader equity markets, and as a result, it's literally pulling down the indices. Now, technically speaking, we're getting quite close to decision-making points, really, for the equity markets. It can be just a short-term corrective move on a bit of profit-taking, and we may start to accelerate pretty quickly, as we know all too well how aggressive and how bullish these markets have been for probably a year and a half, despite lots of analysts talking about recessions and things like that. Failed to materialize really to any great extent. So let's get straight into it then. We'll present our thoughts really on these markets and what we think is likely to happen. We put our trade plan together and, as you know, posted into the chat box just before we let you go. Okay, so please see a risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, of course, a trade selection, what levels do we use in terms of entries and exits, and how to manage risk effectively. That's allocating a certain amount of risk for each trade and making risk-focused decisions, perhaps, as opposed to profit-focused decision-making, which wouldn't be a really good idea, especially in these types of markets. How to manage each trade as well to a successful outcome, along with trading psychology. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms in a very sort of practical dynamic, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So really, this rotation seems to be dominating market sentiment. On Tuesday, we had core retail sales come in actually better than expected. The UK inflation is not coming down as low as perhaps what was expected, but we're still headline inflation is at 2%. It's the core inflation number that's at 3.5 and doesn't seem to be budging that anytime soon. And then going into yesterday's markets, we have a pretty decent employment number out of the Australian economy, along with more claim change numbers from the UK above expectations, but slightly lower than the previous month. And the all-important ECB. So we heard from Christine Lagarde yesterday. They kept rates at 4.25. They cited a number of sort of obvious geopolitical factors and concerns for them to kind of pause, with the Fed, you know, needing to see where they lie with the Fed is a really important part of it as well. So, and didn't really say an awful lot, just apart from the data dependent, and they're going to assess the data as they get more data in, really. So, nothing of any major interest. So then Today now, we've had retail sales out of the UK coming in much worse than expected. The pound has been remarkably resilient, and up till yesterday's trading, really, where we saw more traditional risk-off market condition. And this afternoon, there's nothing of any major concern. We've got a couple of central bankers speaking 3:40 and 6 p.m. So we could be mindful of that, but really it's the macro Canadian dollar retail sales numbers as well. But so it's really the micro driving the macro picture. So what are we talking about here? A couple of things to just sort of discuss or identify really with these charts as we look at them from an overview perspective. But just bear with me with this analysis. So where's my pen? Oh, there it is. Okay, so 2 days ago, so Wednesday, we had quite a strong sell-off in the equity markets. So we all agree an important sell-off and rotation across the equity markets. Even a bit of a sell-off in gold. It just bounced off its highs. So that's the candlestick for Wednesday. But look what happened to the dollar. And that same day, we actually had a kind of an upside-down market dynamic where we saw actually the dollar weaken quite considerably, where you'd expect it to kind of soften. So the difference between yesterday's move and Wednesday's move, and this is yesterday's further continuation, we were asking that question every day, will we get further continuation? Not much out of the Nikkei, but still further weakness. But then look what happened. We started to see the dollar sort of pivot, turn around and start looking actually quite weak. So that's why we refer to it as Wednesday was a little bit of an upside down trade. You'd be looking for that risk off dynamic to play out across the board, and it didn't. And then yesterday, we started to see the dollar actually strengthen in more of a normal risk on fashion. So we're looking at these markets, and our expectation would be for further downside. That's what we'd be planning for now. Hopefully we'll be able to take profit in some of these trades. So we were able to add the S&P 500 yesterday, the NASDAQ. We've been in a week, last few days, and same with the Nikkei. So the question is, now we've got this little pullback, will we have an opportunity to start selling the dollar? Even gold has continued to kind of pull back already. So we've got signs that this momentum is likely to continue across the board, which we'll be watching carefully as to whether that's the case. From a technical perspective, let's do a little bit of analysis, just looking at these lows. We've got a bit of a sort of a mini trend since April's lows. So we're at that important decision-making point, and it also coincides with support. So this is a number which is quite an important decision-making point, and it's around the 5,500 for the S&P 500. If we break that level, it starts to break out of this range, and I don't want to say the wheels will come off, but it might be more of a persistent correction in this market, which is kind of badly needed. You kind of want to see corrective moves. Now, there's a bit more downside on the weekly, so you could take this low like we've seen And you could suggest, right, well, could absolutely get a little bit more downside over the next few days. Now, the support levels are all the way back here on the weekly time frame. So it wouldn't be unrealistic to get these prices pulling back to 5,300. But like I said, the micro is really driving the macro view. So we used to want to spend our time focusing on, risk off, equity. Are we seeing capital move into the equities? Are we seeing them move into safe havens? Are we seeing the flow of capital move into bonds? And the picture is a bit clearer yesterday. Hopefully it'll be a little bit clearer today. But we can absolutely expect further downside moves for these markets. There is plenty of room for these markets to continue to make progress. So if we're going to buy, we just need the conditions in which to start buying again, which with more downside in these equity markets, that would be our base case really at this point, is for further downside. However, the potential for further upside again is quite significant. So further bearish bias in these markets for now, and then that will play into our current open trades quite nicely. And we'll probably look to book in profits, I would assume, today before the weekend. There's every potential for further downside. And now with the dollar, there's certainly a trade that's worth looking at, which is the dollar strength trade. We kind of have this risk-off dynamic. We feel a little bit more comfortable about the dollar now. We would be selling a bearish candlestick, which is what we prefer to do. Yesterday we were looking quite strong, and the dollar started to strengthen sort of during the day and then finished quite strong. Same dynamic really with the dollar yen. We had a break even in this trade. Our bias is still lower. There's still an opportunity. We said if it pulls back into resistance and we start to see some yen strength across the board, which looks like is what we're seeing. We just couldn't, with the intervention and the way that these markets have been, it was really difficult to support holding on to this trade as it was clearly rallying and pulling back. And we were only, I think, 10 pips away from our take profit down at these lower levels during the Asian session last night. So certainly the yen would be worth looking at. We'll have a look at the yen. And then just to finish off with the commodities, our bias is lower for crude oil. It's a bit of a messy technical picture, really. There's a lot of support just below these current lower levels. So maybe we need to see a little bit more from crude oil. And then we're seeing the dollar, you know, strengthen across the board, but run into support. So in terms of our trade plan, we certainly have more of a risk-off market dynamic, which we'll just allude to here. So it's risk-off technically. There's a bit of concern for these tech stocks. Rotation underway, and there's no reason at all why this rotation won't last longer than 2 days. So we've been getting into the trade quite early, and we might be able to add into the trade, certainly with the dollar beginning to come to life. So we did get potential further indices weakness. We're able to add to those trades. So further indice weakness. Let's go with dollar strength. I'm going to be selective around that dollar strength trade. And further yen strength we can look at as well. So hopefully there'll be a few decent opportunities setting up. So yeah, ECB, no rate cut expected, which was the case, but still we can expect significant volatility. Well, we did see the euro begin to weaken off the back of it, but that was more to do with a bit of a stronger dollar. It was a nothing kind of euro dynamic. So today, nothing really to drive markets. We will be focusing on the micro, you know, these tech stocks. We'll do a bit of analysis on those, see if they're likely to strengthen or weaken. And hopefully that will just give us a bit of a heads up in terms of what may lie ahead for the trading day. So we'll wrap it up there, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. So our market summary is very much around this risk-off market dynamic due to this rotation in from tech stocks to the broader market. It seems to be having a significant drag on global industry markets, and there's more downside to be seen. No reason to suggest that they'll pivot at these current prices. So let's see if we can run with it even further. We're looking for dollar strength specifically, so there could be a few sort of options, maybe the euro dollar, maybe the pound dollar. So be selective really when it comes to the dollar. Perhaps the you see the dollar yen, if we're looking for a strong dollar, the dollar yen made, the buy trade made a bit of sense yesterday. The sell trade can be a difficult one with that in mind, because we're looking for further yen strength and dollar strength. So you'll be trading two strong currencies if you're trading the dollar yen. So it might be a case of focusing a little bit more on the euro and the pound yen, and see how we get on with those. All right, guys. So look, I've just posted that there into the chat box. Thanks very much for joining us. As always, we will switch rooms now. So if you want to join us for that, you're very, very welcome. In terms of the narrative, it's kind of mixed it to a certain degree, where we're absolutely dealing with a dovish Fed rate pivot narrative that they're going to be lowering rates. We've got inflation slowly falling into place. There's every sign to suggest we've got this soft landing. However, this rotation trade is bringing about this risk-off dynamic. So we've got lots of positive reasons to potentially look at some buying opportunities, but we're actually seeing markets technically turn quite risk-off. So we'll trade the sentiment, we'll trade the rotation trade. It is the theme. It's something we haven't sort of built into the narratives, but perhaps we should consider sort of the rotation narrative now. So yeah, we'll have a look at that over the weekend, and we'll discuss it in more detail next week, perhaps. All right. So look, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. As always, any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts from just $59 a month. For more information, just go to thelivetrading.com, and we'll speak to you then. Great stuff. On that note, guys, we'll switch rooms now. So we'll see you in our European live trading mentorship room in just a minute's time, and we'll have a look at these markets in a lot more detail. Great stuff. My pleasure as always, guys. Take care of yourselves. Speak soon. Bye for now.